Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Perek Kuf Chaf Gimel 123. As we continue our journey through the 15 chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, we reach this beautiful chapter. It begins. Verse 1, Shir HaMa'alos, Elecha Nasasi Es Eini Hayoshvi Bashamayim, a song of ascents, to you, who is sitting in the heavens, I turn my eyes. The commentaries agree that this chapter is again the Jew in exile, crying out to Hashem, his eyes uplifted to the one who sits on high. The Alshech says, this verse is actually the Jew who ignores his own pain of exile, choosing instead to focus on the pain, so to speak, of the Shekhinah, of God himself. The Medrash on Yirmiyah and on Eicha writes so poetically and tangibly of the pain of Hashem the day of the Chorban, of the destruction, how Hashem compared himself at that moment to a parent who walked his child to the chuppah, to his marriage, and then the child died under the chuppah, about how now that the Jews needed to be in exile, Hashem had no home to be in down here, and he cries as he sadly leaves, so to speak, his earthly abode and returns to the heavens. And so explains the Alshech, in this verse, we focus on God and mourn for him who must now be in the Shamayim, in the heavens, rather than with us. I raise my eyes to you sitting up in the heavens, and we say, oh Hashem, we so wish you were with us down here as well. Hayoshvi Bashamayim, says the verse, who sits in the heavens. While many of the commentaries explain that the yud in the word Hayoshvi is just a miutar, an extra yud, Rav Hirsch translates it as Hayoshvi, the one who sits for me, who sits in Shamayim, focusing on the special connection between us, the Jew, even in exile, and God. We still believe not only is Hashem in Shamayim, he is for me. He is watching me and caring for me. And why? Verse 2. Hine ke'enei avadim al yad adonehem. Ke'enei shifcha al yad givirta. Kein einenu el Hashem Elokeinu ad sheyichanenu. As the eyes of slaves follow their master's hand, as the eyes of a maid follows the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are towards Hashem, awaiting his favor. Eved and Shifcha, slaves and maids, words that have such negative connotations in our society. For the Jew, it is the greatest badge of honor to be called the slave of God. Why? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, page 7, reads, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, says, Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaOlam, since the day that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekar'o LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, Ad Sheba Avraham, there was never a man who called God master until our father Avraham Avinu came and called him. While there had been tzaddikim like Adam, Noach, Shem, Avraham was the first to use this special name, master. What was it that Avraham added? Servant and master. What is this relationship? In order to explain it, allow me to read another story in the Gemara, this time about Reb Chanina ben Dosa and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara says, Rab Chanina ben Dosa halach l'lmod Torah etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Once Rab Chanina ben Dosa had gone to study Torah by his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chala b'no shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fell ill. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan turned to his student and said, Chanina b'ni, my son Chanina, bakesh alav rachamim v'yichya. Please, ask Hashem for mercy so that he may live. Amar, Chanina, heiniach rosho ben berkav ubikesh alav rachamim v'chaya. Rab Chanina ben Dosa put his head between his knees and begged for mercy, and the son, the child, lived. Amar Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai, at that moment Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai declared, Ilmale heitiach ben Zakkai es rosho ben birkav kol hayom kulo, lo hayu mashgichim alav. I could have put my head between my knees for the entire day, and in the heavens they would have paid no heed to me. His wife was standing nearby. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said to him, V'chi Chanina gadol mimcha? Is your student Chanina greater than you? Amar la lav. He answered her no. Elahu dome ke'eved lifnei hamelech, va'ani dome kesar lifnei hamelech. My student Reb Chanina ben Dosa can be compared to a servant, a slave, before his king, while I am like a minister before the king. Here's that word again, slave. What does it mean, and what is its power? How do we understand this story? I'd like to pose a question. If, at the same time, the finance minister, the interior minister, a Supreme Court judge, and the Senate majority leader would all arrive at the same time outside the Oval Office, who would enter first? What if the Prime Minister of England would be there as well? Who would be brought in to the Oval Office first in such a situation? I'm not sure how to solve that diplomatic conundrum, but I can tell you one thing. There is a position in the White House that can be filled by a 22-year-old college graduate. It's called aide to the president. And he or she can actually walk right by all of those illustrious senior officials and enter without even knocking. Why is that? Because he is the aide to the president. Because when he walks in the door, the president knows he is there to serve the president. This is the secret of the word Eved Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained to his wife, I may know more Torah than Chanina ben Dosa. He may be my student, but he has a special trait, a special midah, a selfless service called Eved Hashem. He comes to serve and he gets entry 24/7. This special relationship of servant and master, the first one to comprehend it was Avraham Avinu, to understand that there is more to our relationship with Hashem than recipients of his kindness. He is not only our creator, our father, our king, he is our master, and we are his servant. That we actually can serve Hashem's purpose for creating this world. We can bring nachas to Hashem. That understanding is transformational. And so we say, we have so much that we beg of you, Hashem, but always ke'enei eved, with the uplifted eyes of a servant and of a maid, emissaries of God. And so we continue. Chaneinu Hashem chaneinu ki rav savanu vuz. Show us favor, O Lord, show us favor. We have had more than enough of contempt. And here is the tragedy, that even with our exalted mission as servants of God, in exile, we have been treated with so much mockery, so much contempt amongst the nations. The shame of the Jew in exile is that when we are mocked, we who are servants, ambassadors of God in this world, it is the name of Hashem whom we represent. This is the shame that is unbearable to us. And verse 4, Rabbas Savala Nafshenu Halaag Hashananim Habuz Legeonim. We endured, long enough have we endured the scorn of the complacent, the contempt of the haughty. Geonim, written as one word and read as two. Most commentaries explain it as one word, meaning haughty ones, etymologically cognate to the word elyonim. But Rashi explains geonim as the valley of doves and a reference to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Rashi would read the pasuk, our hearts have long endured the mockery of the complacent, the contempt towards Geyonim, Yerushalayim, the Valley of Doves. Rev Hirsch as well takes these last two words and translates them, Legeyonim, translates them as the haughtiness of doves. He explains, there is something our enemies mock us about to no end. And this is what they see in us as the haughtiness of doves. They say to us, who do you think you are? You are not eagles. You have no right to stand so proudly and hold on to your traditions, your nationhood, your heritage, your lands. What is the Jew? Are you not mere doves? What are you so proud of? So powerful is this conclusion of this pasuk, of this chapter, for yes, we begin this chapter with a humble declaration, Hashem, we are your slaves. We're here to serve you. Our eyes look only to you. But deeply contained in that very humility before Hashem is a singularity of purpose, of mission, and of strength. After all, do I not face the world not as an individual, but as the emissary of God Himself? I am the Geyonim, and I'm proud to be called that. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.